With a look at Radio Cayman's local news, I'm Dion Anglin. A man remanded on robbery charges appears in summary court. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has more.
Anastasio Rankin, who is currently detained at His Majesty's Prison Northward, appeared before Magistrate Vanessa Allard today. He faces charges from 2023 related to robbery and burglary. The court session was rescheduled after Mr. Rankin failed to appear before the magistrate on Thursday. During today's proceedings, the magistrate informed Mr. Rankin that the prosecution, led by Crown Counsel Aaliyah McCarthy, has dropped the charges regarding the 2023 Everglow robbery in Boden Town. However, the charges for the November 2023 burglary at the One Stop convenience store in East End will continue. Mr. Rankin will remain in custody until his next court appearance, scheduled for May 21st, which will be conducted via video link. The session is expected to address the resolution of Mr. Rankin's legal aid situation. Both the prosecution and defense counsel are anticipated to inform the magistrate whether the case will proceed to the grand court. Additionally, Mr. Rankin is expected to enter his pleas for the charges he faces. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Jevy. In police news, according to the 2023 Royal Cayman Islands Crime and Traffic Report, overall domestic-related violence crimes are up about 6%. They say for 2023, 52% of violent crimes involved domestic violence, up from 49% the year before. The report noted for serious violence, 23% were domestic compared to 28% in 2022. The full report is available at www.rcips.ky. The Ministry of Border Control, Labour and Culture announces that Cabinet has approved the appointment of 14 persons to the Labour Tribunal in accordance with Section 74 of the Labour Act 2021 revision. The appointments are with immediate effect for a two-year period ending April 30, 2025. Of the 14 members, 7 are new appointments and 7 are reappointments. Since each tribunal consists of a chairperson, deputy chair and a panel of members, the latest appointments bring the number of board members to 23. The cost of local companies' control license and processing fees unchanged for 17 years shall be revised via regulations approved by Cabinet. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Salins reports.
Published on May 1st, the Local Companies Control Fees Regulations 2024 contain the revised fees for processing grants and renewals of local companies' control licenses. The additional revenue will help to cover increased administrative costs for service delivery and fund government programs and initiatives. To facilitate the regulations, in February 2024, Parliament passed amendments to the Local Companies Control Act 2019 revision. The amendments are in keeping with the Cayman Islands modern legislative convention to include fees in regulations rather than in acts, which allows more efficient adjustments for policy, operational, budgetary, or market forces as necessary. The revised fees for the processing fee for an application for a license pursuant to Section 10(2) of the Act for all categories of applicants is $500. License fee pursuant to Section 10(2) for all categories of applicants, with the exception of accountants and bulk fuel installation businesses, is now $12,500. License fee pursuant to Section 10(2) of the Act for accountants is now $5,000. The license fee pursuant to Section 10(2) for bulk fuel installation businesses is now $25,000. The annual license fee pursuant to Section 13(1) of the Act for all categories of applicants, with the exception of accountants and bulk fuel installation businesses, is up to $12,500. The annual license fee pursuant to Section 13(1) of the Act for accountants is $5,000. And the annual license fee pursuant to Section 13(1) of the Act for bulk fuel installation businesses is now $25,000. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
In other local news, with hurricane season approaching, Hazard Management Cayman Islands and the Department of Children and Family Services are offering free hurricane preparedness training for caregivers of elderly and vulnerable persons on Cayman Brac. HMCI's Simon Boxall says seniors can be particularly vulnerable to the impact of disasters, and he says it's critical that appropriate and uninterrupted care is available to them before, during, and after the impact of a hurricane.
As we age, our senses decline. So You know, you can imagine if we don't have power in the aftermath of a hurricane, you're more likely to fall if you're an elderly person. Our sense of sight is not as good, even our sense of smell. If we don't have power, it's possible an elderly person might eat food from the fridge or freezer that isn't fresh anymore. So, you know, it's a difficult situation to be in the aftermath of a hurricane if you're an elderly person. So whatever we can do to ensure that the continuity of care continues, that, you know, if they need a bag of ice, if they need food dropped off or a welfare check, that these things continue to happen, that we look out for our seniors and make sure that they get through these situations okay.
Food and refreshments will be provided, along with training certificates, awareness materials, and prizes. The workshop is May 8th at the Aston Rutty Center from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. To register, email dcfs@gov.ky or call 948-2331. More results from the recent National Youth and Sports Policy Survey. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more with Kevon Wilson of Leave Global, the company assisting with the project.
Most of the respondents said the high cost of living, housing crisis, and land ownership were the issues that concerned them the most. But the words education and schools were mentioned 277 times in the survey results. The more than 1,200 respondents talked about the need for technical and vocational programs, more after-school programs, other life skill classes, and much more.
Interestingly, a large percentage of the respondents are saying they want Caymanian heritage and culture to be made mandatory in school, not as one subject in one term or a guest lecturer coming in. They want it to be mandatory. And they even, some of the, from the conversations we were having, the face-to-face, they even saying, why not have heritage and culture be a thread amongst all of our subjects? Financial literacy is also another important thing, they're saying, to be taught in schools. And I know we have lecturers coming in from time to time from some of the banks and so on. That is a good start. But they're saying it's not enough.
Now, other areas the youth respondents would like to see changes in are the education system, networking between public and private schools, and mentorship programs.
Cayman Brac celebrates the achievements of its young talent with a night full of performances at the Aston Rutty Center last night. Radio Cayman's April Cummings was there.
Four performances, a jam-packed night of music, poetry, and dance bringing the community together. The Aston Rutty Center was packed as students of all ages showcased their talent here for the National Children's Festival of the Arts, Cayman Brac Edition.
My name is Chase Scott.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
So what did you perform tonight and what was it like?
I performed Sia Humba, and honestly it was very exhilarating and I enjoyed it a lot.
Without further ado, let the show begin!
Mark Knowlton has been serving as the MC for this event for more than 40 years now.
I have always been a supporter of Cayman Brac's young people. I think they are the future. And from the very first one I've done, I've seen these young people grow up and be part of the community as adults, and it's gratifying to see it.
April Cummings reporting from Cayman Brac for Radio Cayman News.
And Cayman Brac students weren't the only ones wowing the crowds on Thursday night. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller was at Grand Cayman's Night to Concert at the John Gray Performing Arts Hall.
It was the best of the best, with top-scoring gold medalists from NCFA adjudications in April across primary and secondary schools. From clarinets, piano, vocals, even some Spanish guitar, drawing enthusiastic whoops and hollers from the packed hall. Caught up with Senior School Improvement Officer within the Department of Education Services, Dr. Richard Wildman.
Night two, what do you think?
I think it was fantastic. The strength of the programs in our schools is on show, and the wonderful talent and the hard work of the teachers as well. I think it bodes well for the future and also for the expansion of the arts in our schools as the festival grows each year. Research says as students get exposed you know, with the balance between the arts and the regular studies, it helps cognitively. Music, dance, it's not just about the rudiments of academics, math, English, science, but the arts has a significant part to play in development.
Reporting for Radio K-Man News from John Gray Performing Arts Hall, I'm Parsley Fuller.
You can find photos and videos from this year's event by following NCFA Cayman Islands on Facebook. The concerts will also be broadcasted on the CIGTV YouTube channel. That's it for Radio Cayman's local news. I'm Dion Anglin.